Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing the grain rally continue, and hopefully we can close out the week in the green for today. At least May, a corn at 453.5, up 1.5. July at 464.75, up 5. December at 485.5, up 6 cents. Looking at soybeans, we're at 1197.5, up 7.5. July at 1208.25, up 9.25. November at 1196.75, up 9 cents. We did see a flash sale this morning of 122,000 metric tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. Getting some fairly bullish news coming in, first with the soybeans and continued problems in Brazil, and that may actually end up affecting the total amount that they actually harvest with the rains occurring in areas that are not yet harvested. Along with that, Argentina may be cutting their corn output forecast as they're having some issues with bugs. On top of this, ICAR, that is a Russian information source, is saying that they expect a smaller wheat crop. All of this, combined with the big short position, is creating some bullish behavior. July bean oil at 43.03 is up 21. Meal at 370.60 is up 570. That's up 1.5%. That is helping things out noticeably. Crush also improving. July crush at 81 even, up 150. And new crop crush at 104.50, up 75. Wheat really taking off on this story coming out of the Black Sea. It's a combination of things, lower production ideas, and some near forecasts have taken a lot of precipitation out of the forecast, as well as longer-term forecasts, and that is serving to drive the wheat noticeably higher this morning. July wheat at 6.31 is up 26.75 in Chicago. In Kansas City, we're at 6.59.5, up 23. In Minneapolis, we're at 7.17.75. That is up 8.5. July rice at 18.60 is currently up 26. Cotton also seeing a little bit of a bounce here after what has been a very rough week for cotton. July cotton at 77.92, up 2.30. December at 76 even, that's up 182. And March at 77.32, up 170. June live cattle at 176.30 is down 50. August feeders at 254.40, currently down 75. Hogs continuing to feel some pressure. We're at 98.92. That is down one full point. Milk at 19.25 is up 35 for June. July orange juice, 372.50, down 40. Crude oil, 78.41, down 54 cents. And diesel at 243.91, down 40 cents. June unleaded, 256.63. That's down 3 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 205 is up 2. Gold at 2301 is currently down $7.80. Silver at 2657, down 25 cents. Dollar index a little bit weaker on lower interest rates. We're at 105.03. That is currently down 27. Stocks are higher, but well off the highest levels of the day. We did get the monthly jobs report this morning, and that came in lighter than expected with 175,000 new jobs created. This is down from 312,000 last month. We also saw the employment cost numbers come down 0.1%, and that did get a big rally going and sent rates lower. We've been since sliding back. We did get some ISM service numbers, and the biggest number out of this is the prices paid number, which came in at 59.5, which was noticeably higher. And again, that's a sign of inflation, which kind of took a little bit of the edge off this bounce in stocks, but we are still higher. Dow at 38,536, currently up 309. We were up about 525 at the best levels. S&P at 5105 is currently up 41. We were up about 70 at the best levels there. NASDAQ composite 16,100. That's up 259. Best performer up about 1.6%. But again, here too, we are noticeably off the best levels of the day. Interest rates were noticeably lower earlier. We have since come back up. Right now, the 2-year at 480 is down 6 basis points. At its lows today, we were at 470. At the highs, we were at 488, so that's an 18 basis point swing, which is not really particularly normal for this market. The 10-year at 451 is currently down 6 basis points, with a low of 444, so those have bounced back noticeably as well. The 30-year at 468 is down 5 basis points, and that is 6 basis points off of its lows. So we should continue to expect volatility. This has been the largest week for market news that we've had in a very long time, so next week should be a little bit quieter, but news for the grains has... Friday is the May WASD, and this will be our first look at the new crop, and that should provide us with some interesting information and hopefully not as bearish as some people think it's going to be. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.